Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first study in Parsha's Miketz, that's Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi Miketz Shoshasayim Yomim was at the end of 2 years. Uparu Chaylim, and Parah had a dream. Vihinei Oimid Al Ya'ar, behold, he was standing by the Ya'ar, by the river. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi Miketz Kitargumay Misoif at the end. Vacholoshan Ketz. Anytime we have the word Ketz Soifu, that means it's at the end. Al Ya'ar, he was standing by the river. Kolshar Naharis Im Krim Ya'arim. All other rivers aren't called Ya'arim. Literally, a Ya'ar is a canal, Chutz Minilos, except for the Nile River, which is called a canal. And why is the Nile River is called the Ya'ar Canal? That's because Mipnei Kol Ha'aretz Asuim Ya'arim Ya'arim De Adam. The entire land was actually made into man-made canals. Venilos Oel B'Seichom Mashka Aisam. And then the Nile River would rise and it would water all these canals, and then it would go to all the fields. L'fisha En Gesham Yard Mitzrayim Tadrik Sharatzis. That's because it was not usual to have rainfall in Mitzrayim like all other lands have rain. So therefore they had to rely on the Nile River. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. What was this dream? V'hinei Min Ha'Ya'arim. Behold, from the Ya'ar, from the canal, from the river, Arles Sheva Paris. 7 cows came up. Yifais Mayri Bria His Basar. They were beautiful appearance and healthy and robust. And they were grazing in the marsh. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them from the Ya'ar. They were poor appearance and they were thin and gaunt. And they stood by the other cows that were at the edge of the river. And these cows that were of that appearance and very thin of flesh, they ate. The 7 cows, they were of beautiful appearance and healthy. And Pari woke up. He went back to sleep. And he had another dream. And behold, there were 7 ears of grain growing from one stalk, and they were healthy and good. And behold, there were 7 ears, thin and blasted by an eastern wind, that were growing after them. And the 7 thin ears of grain swallowed the 7 healthy ears of grain. And Pari woke up, and behold, it was a dream. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. What does that mean? It was a dream. Now he has a whole dream in front of him, and now he needs it to be interpreted. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Vayihi Baboker, was in the morning, and his spirit was agitated. Vayishlach, and he sent for Vayikras Kol Chartumei Mitzrayim Kol Chachamel, and he called all the magicians, specifically Chartum, our necromancers. He called all these necromancers of Mitzrayim and all the wise people. Vayisaper Parai Lehem Eschalimai, and Parai told him his dream. Vein Paisar Sam LaParai, and there was no interpretation for Parai. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. What does that mean? Vatipayim Ruchai Umitarfa Ruchai Mikashkeshes Besechik Kaparmain, who's shaking about like a bell. Vatipayim is like a lashon of Pa'amain, a bell. Over to Nebuchadnezzar, who I remember by Nebuchadnezzar, it says Vatispa im Ruchai. This is a double lashon. Lafish Hayusham Shtei Pi'imas. Over there, there was 2 reasons for agitation. Shechas HaChalayim, he forgot the dream of Ha'alamas Besroinai, and he didn't have an interpretation. Chartume, what are Chartumim? What are necromancers? Hanechrim Betime Mesim, they disturb the bones of the dead. Shashayim Lebatzamais, they speak to bones of the dead. Next, Rashi Ve'ain Paisar Arsam Lapari. What does that mean that there was no interpretation for Pari? Paisrim Hayu Aysam, of course they were interpreting them. Avalay Lapari, but this wasn't good for Pari. Shalai Hayu Kalin Nichans Ba'aznov, their voices weren't going into his ears, meaning he didn't accept what they were saying. He didn't have any peace of mind with all their interpretations. They were saying, you're going to have 7 daughters and then you're going to bury those 7 daughters. But he was bothered because what in the world does ears of grain and cows have to do with 7 daughters? So back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, and the Saramashkim spoke to Paru saying, I remember my sin, my transgression today. Paru got angry at his servants, and he placed me in jail, in the house of the Sar Tabachim. I see me, the Esar Oifim, and the Sar Oifim. And we both had a dream one night. Aniva, who? I and him. Each man, like the interpretation of his dream, he dreamed. The Shami Tanun over there with us in jail, Na'ar, was a youth. Ivri, he was Jewish. Avid Lasar Tabachim, a slave for the Sar Tabachim. And we told him our dreams, and he interpreted our dreams for us. Each man, like his dream, he interpreted. And it was exactly as he interpreted. That's what happened. I see Heshival Kani. Me, he reinstituted to my post. Va'isai, and the other one, Tala, he hanged. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudbeis. Na'ar Ivri Evid. Arum Harashayim, cursed Arashayim. She'ain't Tevasim Shlema. Their goodness is not complete. Shemaskir B'Lashem B'Zayin. Because when he was talking about Yosef, he had to mention him in degrading terms. How is it degrading? Na'ar Shaita, meaning he's a fool. He's just a lad. He's a youth. Vein Roy L'Gdula, and he's not meant for greatness. Ivri, Afilu Shenenu Ein Makir. He's an Ivri. He doesn't even speak our language. Evid, V'Kosim Musi Mitzrayim. It's written in the laws of Mitzrayim, She'ain Evid Melech, that an Evid, a slave, he's not able to be a king. He's not able to be a ruler. V'loy Levish Bigdei Sarim. He's not even wear the clothing of a minister. According to the dream, and very similar to exactly what the dream was, so he gave a great interpretation. Next pasuk in Rashi, Heshaval Kani, he reinstituted to my post. Who's the he over here? Pari Hanizkar Lamala, the Pari that was mentioned before. Kamash Amar, like he said, Pari Katzav Alavadav. Pari got angry at his servants. Hare Mikra Katzar Lashin. The pasuk over here is just shortened. V'loy Perish Mi Heshiv, and it doesn't say who reinstituted him. Lefisha Ein Sarach Lafarish Mi Heshiv. We don't have to say who put him back on his post, Misha Biyadi Lahashiv, who is the one that's able to put him back on his post, Vuhu Pare, that's Pare. V'chein der Chol Mekres Kutzarim, anytime we have a shortened pasuk that uses a pronoun instead of a noun, Al Misha Alav Lasus, the one that's able to carry out whatever the pasuk's talking about, Heim Saisim Es Hadavar. So then the pasuk is going to be Saisim, it's going to use a pronoun instead of a noun, instead of saying Pare put me back. Since we're talking about Pare over here, we just have to use the word he instead of Pare. So back to Chomish Pasuk Yodalad, Vayishlach Pare Vayikras Yosef, Pare sent for and called for Yosef, Vayiritsuhu min Abar, and they rushed him out of the bar, Vayigalach Vayichalef Samlaisov, and he shaved and he changed his clothing, Vayavel Pare, and he came to Pare. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalad, Min Habar, Min Beis HaSoyar, from the jail, Shu Asui Kimin Guma, it's made like a hole. The question is, why is it we're calling a jail a bar, which is like a pit? That's because it's like a pit. V'chein Kol Bar Shev Mikra, anytime we have the word bar in a Pasuk, Lashon Gumahu, that means it's like a hole, it's a depression in the ground. Va'afim Ein by Mayim, even if there's no water in it, Kari Bar, it's still called a bar. Vayigalach, and Yosef shaved. Why is it that he shaved? If it says Vayiritsu min Abar, they rushed him out of the pit, he should have gone to Pare right away. The answer is he had to shave him, Nekvad HaMalchus, because of Kavod HaMalchus, who's going to meet the king. He has to make sure that he has a haircut and he looks fine and presentable for the king. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.